Good morning, everyone. Mike Rocha here at the WTTF Studios, and joining me today is the Tiffin Mayor, Lee Wilkinson. Lee, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Now, can you give us some updates on the city and what's happening?
Well, let me start with yesterday. I joined the county commissioners for the kickoff of the bicentennial for Seneca County over at Seneca County Museum, and that was quite an event. They had elected officials from all over Northwest Ohio.
Now, the eclipse is next week. What is the proper steps that the city is preparing to take for the influx of people entering downtown?
Well, here's what we know. We know that the eclipse is going to happen. That's for sure. It starts at 2 o'clock with a partial eclipse, and then starts the total eclipse at about 3:10. But what we don't know is what's the weather going to be, how many people are going to arrive, and when are they going to leave? So we're trying to do everything we can to prepare. We have a lot of visitors possibly coming into town that are not familiar with our roads. So the police and fire will be out in full force, and the public works will be helping them kind of keep traffic under control and direct where people need to go. But, you know, with all those visitors from out of town, we could possibly have some people with a little distracted driving, not knowing where they're going, or maybe even driving the wrong way down a one-way street. So I'm just hoping everybody keep that in mind, that be kind. You know, let's all get along and help each other enjoy the experience. But like I said, there will be extra police and fire on the streets, and the Public Works Department will be helping with traffic. They're going to have a drone in the air. The police department has the drone, and they're going to be assisted with the Tiffin University Drone Academy team. And they'll be working with city engineer and public works to identify those problem traffic areas to keep things running smoothly. You probably have already heard that there is a mass wedding being held down at the East Green, and there's about 150 couples being hitched or rehitched. And then they have a an event after that. I guess it would be the reception at the Chandelier. So there could be a lot of people like wandering around on foot downtown. So just be careful and drive safely if you're driving.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap it up?
Well, during this eclipse time, that's what we've been preparing for a couple of months now. If you have emergency calls, 911 still will be up and running, so use that. If for non-emergency calls, the regular police department number, 419-447-2323, that's what you would want to call for a non-emergency. There will be limited parking on Market and Perry Streets, so just watch those signs and be careful about that. Hedges Boyer Park will be a great place to view the eclipse, but there is no camping out there, so don't plan to stay overnight at the park, but great place to watch the eclipse.
Tiffin Mayor Lee Wilkinson, thank you so much for joining me.